This is Dr. Vaishnav. I've been asking a refer patient, Zongua, Z-H-O-N-G-H-U-A, Gu, W-U, last name Gu, date of birth 2/20/1967, indicated pursuers, history of gastric ulcer, epigastric abdominal pain, radio to the back, history of thickened regal fold, the endoscopy done last year, June, July 2022. Patient was sent for upper endoscopic ultrasound, which are reported to be negative, back in July 2022. He also had a CT scan done back in June 2022, which was negative as per the note. He found to have fatty liver. This is a follow-up endoscopy. He continues to have down pain, ready to the back. Solution of Magasir. Liver birth is 2/20/1967. Solution of Magasir and Siddharth of Chandra. Patient of Magasir, blood pressure goes up. Electrocardiogram done periodically. Procedure, EG reverse, is for the lupus, EG recall, pushing and finding the sign of the presentation. Patient play the relationship. School or cavity pass our friends have given to pulse but also second type of routine exam patient routine works on normal the fishes for entry part of normal level support as personal enter mouse but against child bias is a look at the third reservation transura upper body and stomach is just again so it's showing to have a second regal fold with a superficial aptus looking ulceration few scattered under the starting from the distal body stomach to the proximal body stomach. I did a biopsy for the distal body stomach, mid body stomach, and proximal body stomach, and they all were sent in separate jar. This is also for a mapping for gastrointestinal metaplasia. Did not see any large mass or big ulcer, but some superficial ulcers and diffuse thickening of the mucosal fold of the stomach, and especially the body stomach. Retroflexion, the fundus and cardia appear unremarkable. Exposed straight by gestural quotient, short stem and better. Biopsy retention like diagnosis, it's otherwise unremarkable. Ever solution, pressure, patient on complication. Final improvement, cosmic esophagus number two, quotient, short segment better. Biopsy taken for the gestural parasite number three. Diffuse thickening of the regal fold with superficial abscess looking like ulceration in the body stomach, proximal, mid, and distal body stomach. Sense separate jar, circumferential multiple biopsy were taken and sent separate jar, rule out atypical cells, atypical neoplasms, linitis elastica, submucosal atypical disease. and number four, enteral gastritis biopsy were taken for helical backfire. Number five, gastrointestinal normal exam for duodenum recommendation. Away from the enteral biopsy, because the positive helicobacter we treated to prepare number three. Away from the biopsy from the distal body stomach, mid body stomach, proximal body stomach, to avoid any neoplastic changes, linitis plastica, atypical cells. And number four, away from the G-junction biopsy, to avoid parasitic recommendation. So I'm going to send the patient for upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the gastric fold again, even though it was negative last year, but almost about a year ago. to follow up, even if the biopsy from the body of stomach this time comes negative for neoplastic cells, away from the enterprise comes positive helicobacter prior to the therapy, away from the G-junction biopsy of the esophagus, I'm going to start patient with proton thumb inhibitor. We're also recommending that a CT abdomen with a contrast with the pancreatic, CT abdomen with the pancreatic protocol to rule out the pancreatic cancer, pancreatic disease, or intra-abdominal abdominal pelvic pathology or hepatic biliary pancreatic disease, and also a condition of ultrasound abdomen to our gallstones. Hepatology work would need to be done, work of the fatty liver, the recommendation of ultrasound of the liver with elastogram to assess the fiber score of the liver. Discuss in great detail the patient's biparastomic encounter pre- and post-operatively. Understand the well plan and nutrition. Please send the call patient primary care provider, Dr. Ravi Tuck, R-A-T-A-R-A-B-I, Ravi Tuck, T-A-K, Tuck, and Dr. Paul Amsari. They are pursuing us May 1st, 23rd. If they say May 1st, 23rd, patients are pursuing no complications.